Come back from that 11-point deficit.
It was tough, but we got a pretty mature team, and we never gave up. We kept on, grinding through, and we were able to go to the free throw line and make free throws at the end. And our defense, at the end was really good, but through that stretch it was horrible. Our offense was pretty bad, but it's just a mature team. So we've been in those situations before, so we knew that we could come back.
Ben, can you talk about what was behind the 5 turnovers that you guys had in the first 5 minutes of the second half?
I could say that they start pressuring a little bit, we probably just got a little nervous, and we just had to play through it, and that's what we did. We talked to them in the huddle, and the coach told us to just be more aggressive, and that's what we did. We started getting stops and making our run.
Jeff, what did you think of Texas' plan at the end? When Julian Lewis took this shot, did that surprise you to take it that early? Or?
I'm sorry, what?
The last shot Julian Lewis took with like 14 seconds left. What were you expecting on defense?
We were expecting definitely them to take a shot. We thought they played great, and then, but towards the end, we were up by 5 that last shot, so we just didn't want to foul and get them to the line. And,
I don't mean that one. I'm at the one with like 14 seconds left.
Okay. Is that the one that he he fumbled the ball or what?
You guys led by 3 and he shot it from the corner.
Okay, got you. Sorry, I was my bad. Just box out. If he makes it, then we got to get the ball and just go. But if he misses, we got to get the rebound. And we were lucky to get the rebound. And I wasn't thinking too much. Obviously, I don't really remember the play that well, but I was just trying to play.
Is it unusual though to take a shot, a 3 with 14 seconds left?
No, because if they miss, and then sometimes you want to go double or 2 for 1, maybe if they make it, then that's great. But if they miss, then it's kind of over. But it's a gamble for sure.
Ben, were you surprised he shot that early?
Definitely. I definitely was a surprise. So early in the shot on the shot clock, when he made the shot, you just mindset was just find a man, hit him, and just box him out. And we got the offensive defensive rebound, and made that stop, and we scored. So we just, our mindset was just, guard on defense. So,
you feel like they got tight toward the end?
Yeah. Say it again.
You feel like Texas got a bit tight toward the end since they're not a mature team and had a lot of bad turnovers?
I'm gonna say they won't got tight. I think they just, we turned it up on defensive end, and we were just trying to get stops, and that's what we did. So.
Jeff, you had 2 blocks toward the end of the second half. They both lead to big dunks. How big were those, and Ben, are you thankful for them?
Thank you.
Yeah, they were really big. It definitely, when you can get a dunk, that changes momentum. And, it's just, perfect timing for us, I feel like. And it's great to have, athletes that can run, because when I get the block, then, they're running, they know what's coming, I guess. And so it's just great, and it changes the momentum of the game for sure.
Ben, you took 3 shots in the first half. Did you feel like you needed to be more involved in the second half, or were they doing something to slow you down a little bit?
They were just just playing Texas ball, and I got to do a better job getting myself open and creating things for myself. And coach came in like when we said I got 3 shots, but in the second half, I was just trying to get myself involved in the game more, and that's what my teammates did. They definitely got me involved in the game, and we came up with the win.
Jeff, it's been kind of a grind for you guys offensively the last 3 games. What made it so tough to score, and what do you guys improve better?
Well, they're just a great defensive team. I think they're number 1 field goal percentage, and so they're tough, especially at home. They're doing a great job, but we definitely are in a little funk. We need to just get in the gym and shoot more, I guess. We can definitely get out of it. It's nothing too serious because we're still winning, thankfully, because we have good defense. But it has a little bit to do with us, but a lot to do with them just being really good defensively.
How big was Tharp tonight with Elijah having an off game?
Huge. He came in the last couple minutes. He made 5 shots. Gave this to Ben, and and was playing great D. He came in and did what he was supposed to. We all know that Nadir can do that, and he proved it tonight.
Ben, did you feel in the second half that you were more creating your own shot, or that your teammates were able to get you involved in the offense?
I think a little bit of both. Definitely, my teammates was just getting me involved, and you know, I was trying to get myself involved too. So, you know, I thank my teammates a lot for trying to get me involved in the game and just get me going.
Jeff, talk a little bit about seeing a veteran team and how that helped you. When did you guys, you know, where did that help you down the stretch here? Did you guys, you know, when you're down, you know, after they had that big run, did you guys talk or anything? Or is that just an unspoken thing among a team with as many seniors?
It's kind of a little bit of both. You know, we definitely talked about it. You know, after they went on that run and we were down, what, 12? You know, we just came and we're just, you know, we're better than this. We got to come together and just start, you know, one stop at a time. And, you know, we've been there before. We had Ben who, you know, he's a redshirt freshman. So, you know, he's been in practice with us for, you know, forever. And so we know what to expect. And, you know, we just, we're a mature team. And, you know, when we got punched, we you know, took the blows and then punched back.